That's fine. Do it. But don't say, oh, you're walking in the Spirit. Say, you're walking according to, you know, what you understand of righteousness, and boy, here's the law, and I got Bible verses, and I got all of this, see what God does, and that. Fine. Just find your comfort in all the verses you can find. You're wrong. What kind of God is this? God is that. God is about reconciliation. Genesis chapter 1, let there be light all the way to Scripture. The cross, which Christians wear around their neck and proclaim to be so much in love with, it's about reconciliation, not about judgment. It's about restoration. That's what it's about. So, this is what God is. So, we'll begin right here, but just, you know, in closing, what's happening here is my heart, something's going on, is overturned within me. Now tomorrow night we'll start the next phrase of all my compassions are kindled. We'll see what's going on there that time. Any questions? This is a crucial verse. You'll be seeing and hearing this one. I know now why the Spirit took us to Hosea. I wasn't really sure before other than just the long suffering. But this is a crucial, powerful verse. Okay, closing prayer. Heavenly Father, Father, we praise you for what we've seen of who and what you are tonight. What kind of God are you? You're a God who does not rejoice in our unrighteousness. You're a God who does not rejoice in our sins. You are a God who does not rejoice in our failures. But you are a God who has made provision for our restoration. Our recovery. Father, we praise you for the God you are. We praise you for your love. And what is so astounding, Father, is that you have made it so easy for us to have this same love in us, this same miraculously powerful